Yeah.
What does it look like?
It just around. We nowadays, we used to have to go in these old barns and cut us off a place and box it up and put some tin. After we get it boxed up, we nail some tin on it where the seeds couldn't fall through the crack. But later on, we went to building some grain bins, mm-hmm. and they were round, and the material was already cut to fit. So we just bolt them up, on up, as high as you want to. And call them seed bins.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of anything called a granary or granary?
Yeah, call them, that's what they is, a grain bin, but we call them seed bins.
Uh-huh. And a long time ago, people would, before people baled hay, you know, then when they had to work with it by hand, they'd cut the hay and they'd leave it lying in the field, then they'd rake it up in little piles and load it on a wagon. Do you ever hear a special name for those little piles they'd have raked up?
You mean to rake them up and buck rake them? But you use buck rakes?
What's a buck rake?
That's what they had pushing them from the little pile you're talking about up to the baler, the baler. It was a buck rake that was out about 14 foot wide, mm-hmm. and it was a mule out on each side of it. And you tie a wire cross from one mule to the other, keep them from going opposite way all the time. So you pull that on the right, well, that right mule will pull the left of it. And so that's what we call a buck rake. Now, them little piles you're talking about, we do that with a circle rake. We'd rake it up, and then we go right down the windrows, and we put all we could get in that rake and then dump it. And so that's what you call a circle raking it.
What about Indians? cut the hay off a piece of land, then enough that hay grows back so you can cut it again. You call that
the suck and cut.
And say if what different kinds of animals did people have?
We have never used anything but just mules and horses. Of course, in my dad's time, they used to use what you call a, we call them cows, but they used to be called an ox. Now, he worked with them oxes, but I never did work with ox. We started out with mules and horses.
Where would the mules and horses be kept?
We keep them in a lot. We call it a lot. That's that old pole corral I was telling you about. We call it a horse lot.
What about the cows? Where'd they be kept?
We had a special lot for them. Mm-hmm. We had a lot for the cow and we had a lot for the mule. When we were boys, we always had cows and hogs and everything. And it'd always be three or four of us that had to milk them. And we go to milk the cows, and I'd give one of the boys a chew tobacco to milk my cow. And so I did it all the time. And at the day, well, I can't hardly milk a cow, because I always get somebody chew tobacco to milk mine. So I didn't learn to milk a cow.